Chief Vein, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Holy zombie Jesus!
Revolution without dancing is a revolution not worth having.
My calculations are correct.
Television is the explanation for this. You see this in bad television.
Swallow your soul! Swallow your soul!
This is cool.
That sounds like something out of science fiction.
We live in a spaceship, dear.
What was that? It was bad! It had nothing, no fire, no energy, no nothing! And it must pop, pop, pop! From 5 to 7, it must be green, okay? Okay?
Okay, let's try this. There we go. This is Finite Exposure. For some odd reason, I'm listening to myself, so if I get a little confused, that's kind of the reason. I have no clue where Chaos is. He's been showing up online, and he's just not showing up. So I'll try and give him a call here. I'm not expecting much. So, yeah. We'll see if we can get him on here. I can't hear him anyway, so it's not like it's a big deal. And he's not showing up, so God knows what he's doing. Okay, is he answering? Doesn't look like he is. I really wish I knew why I could hear myself. I haven't been able to do this before. It's really annoying. So yeah. Chaos is not here. I don't know where he is. And no, I'm not in the chat room because the chat room still won't work. So if you want to sit in chat, go ahead, sit in chat. I don't give a shit what you talk about because I can't see it. So hey, isn't it nice how that worked out? Not much to talk about today. I'm still trying to get everything set up over here. Now, at least I don't have to worry about the government being shut down, but because it took so damn long, now I'm way behind on getting my driver's license. Because I got into the routine of, well, I can't go over there anyway, so what the hell's the point? So now we're just kind of sitting around. I'm going to try and get it this week. And no, it's not answering, so I have no clue what's going on. Okay, there's the thing. It's on Facebook. I can turn out now, and I can pretty much continue to not give a shit about the chat rooms, because I can't see it anyway. Let's see, how do I do this? Okay, yeah, it's still late for him. I don't know what's going on. He's not answering. It's been showing him on for 2 hours now. He's done this before. I don't know what it is about some people, and Kareem's one of them, or Chaos, whatever the hell you want to call him. He goes to sleep, and he's paranoid as fuck about missing something, so he'll stay logged in, then he won't hear it. It's like, well, yeah, that's real intelligent there, Chaos, because you're paranoid about missing it, you're still going to miss the damn thing, you can't hear it. So, but it never occurs to him about that, so you know what, oh well. So what else have we got? I tried going out, my dad went over to Altman's gun show this weekend. He had nothing to do with guns. He was giving a presentation on the Sioux Uprising. Went to seem very good. The first Friday, and or not Friday, Saturday was, I think he had maybe 15 people between the two shows. He did one show at 2. And one, he tried to do one at 12:30, but people were pretty much gone by then. But then yesterday at noon, he had about 25. And then he got smart. He waited until 2:30 for the second one. And that one, he had just about as many. So he had about 50 people. And like I said, it had nothing to do with, he was a Western writer, so you know, it kind of fit within the genre, but I think he sold 25 books, which, considering it's a gun show, and it really didn't have anything directly to do with guns, I think is a pretty good success. So, So that's really cool. I earned enough money to get my driver's license whenever I can go over there and take the test. I tried to get into the Gutter Dusters Mixed Bowling League yesterday and went over there at 6 o'clock. Was told to go over and sit. Didn't tell me where to sit. Just said, go over and sit. Well, by the time I was told where they were down on the floor getting ready to bowl. If anybody's been into a bowling alley, you know if you don't have bowling shoes, you don't go down the floor. Well, I didn't have bowling shoes. I didn't want A375 to get pulled the fuck off. So I stood up and I watched and I waited until 8. They looked over at me. They talked about me. They, you know, just like, I don't know, maybe I had fucking leprosy or something. But they just never came over. So it's like, okay, fuck you. I told the guy who told me about it, tried to help me. I said, if people don't have a leak, tell them not to bother. So I went home. I posted it on Facebook. And a friend of mine, or who I hope will be a friend of mine, there's a group called Smart down here. Southern Minnesota Atheists, Realists, and Thinkers, which I found on Meetup. And they're having a meeting, I think, the 24th of September, which I signed up, I'm hoping to go to. And she read it and said, if we go bowling, you're more than welcome to come. So at least I've got a way to go out and go bowling again, which will be fun. Even if it's once a month or once every couple of months, at least now I know there's a possibility. And that's nice. Because I don't know how people would take it, but yes, one of the reasons why I signed up for this move is the fact that I was really getting tired of not feeling guilty about wanting to do things. And yeah, the theater, it was going pretty well, but then it ended up sucking, let's be honest. It closed, and nobody really seemed to be in any hurry to find it a new home, so I came out here. And now everything, I'm right back to where I was 12 years ago, and no people really to help me out. Mom said there's somebody in the theater troupe I'm looking at that lives in the condos here, but I've never seen her, never talked to her, and so I'm kind of limited to what I'm going to do. So I'm hoping this thing with Smart ends up being something that I can look forward to doing. I think that'll be really good for me to have something I can look forward to doing. Other than that, today, the Secret World's beta registration began. A Dragon, which is the ancient, secret organization. You can be the Illuminati, which is the America's, organization, or you can be the Templars, which is the European. You only get to choose one. So, I didn't really like the idea of the Dragons. They're more of a chaotic type thing. That can be kind of fun, but it can also be kind of hard to adapt to. The Illuminati, everybody in fucking America knows about the Illuminati. I didn't want the Illuminati. I didn't want to deal with something like that. So I chose the Templars. And being a Catholic upbringing, they were always my idols and that kind of secret thing anyway. They were the first ones I really learned about. So I figured that'd be neat. So I signed up for my beta key. I don't know when it will get here, but I'm really looking forward to trying that game. Another one I found on Steam is called Timecraft, and sorry, I downloaded it. I just can't get the thing to work. I can't get the website to make an account, and it may just be that I uninstall it again and give it the one finger salute and move on. Otherwise, in Team Fortress, I'm in the chaotic town. It's called Kegcar, and it's my online. I did my first raid and didn't do well, but that's because when I was in a raid before, I was in a group that was just kind of casual. I didn't care. And this is a casual group too, but it's casual progressive. So they're doing the firelight. They're doing things that you pretty much need to know what you're doing. And nobody ever taught me. So they gave me a link to a site called Egotistical Bastards or something like that. And they profile stuff. And one thing I noticed is that as far as armor, I'm not too bad. As far as weapons, I'm not bad. As far as glyphs on my shaman, I'm right on par. It's just that the talents and the rotation were never told to me. I just kind of picked what worked for crafting it, or for crafting questing. So it's like, well, we'll work for questing, but it doesn't work for everything else. But now I'm hoping they're going to be doing a retrograde Wednesday. What they do is they do a retrograde Wednesday, then the next week it's progressive, and then they go back. So I'm hoping to get in on the retro one and hopefully have a better setup or a better understanding of what I'm doing by then. So apparently, like I was on my DPS, and this was something that I kind of chuckled about. For 85 enhancement shaman, I was doing about 6.5K. Now, to me, that sounds impressive because I'm used to dealing with PvE content, single-player questing content. Apparently, it's very low. So, but that's it. And I told him that. I was talking to him in Mumble after. I said, my whole thing was people just basically pointed to it and ran and didn't really care about that as long as we got the thing down, they didn't care. So nobody really told me that I had to do this. So now they pulled me into tattoo. I found the Ingenious Bastard, whatever the hell they're called. I'll look it up here in a second. But like I said, as far as glyphs and armor, I'm not too bad. As far as weapons, I'm not too bad. It's just my talents and my, let's see, what is this? Elitist Jerks. Sorry, yeah. They, as far as talent and rotation, is really all I need help with. And for the healer, I actually had the rotation come pretty well, too. It's just that I didn't know what situation called for what. So I need to get into that habit. And for enhancement, I need to know the not only the situational ones, but I need to know which ones to even put in there. Right now, I use Unleash Elements, Fire Shock, Lava Lash, I think, and Storm Strike are the four that I use. And I have Wind Fury on main hand and Fire Shock on offhand because Fire Shock boosts Lava Lash's damage if it's on the offhand. So it made sense to me, and it still does. In fact, they still recommend that you do that. And then I have the Perforator, I think, the dual crafting fist weapon, 2-6 speed fist weapon that is actually at the top of pretty much what I could be using. So I'm just going to stick with them. But yeah, I'm trying to figure it out. I don't know how well I'm doing, but you do what you can. When basically people pick you up and throw you in the deep end of the pool, they don't tell you what to do. You just kind of hope you swim and don't drown. I've been keeping my head above water, but not by very much, apparently, so I'm going to be working on that. I still don't know where the hell Cody is, and you know what? Today, after yesterday, and I haven't really been feeling well, I really don't want to be doing this all by myself. I don't think maybe anybody listening. So, yeah, basically what I'm going to do, play a couple of songs, and I think I'm just going to go. You know, if he doesn't call me, hell with him. I don't care. He doesn't either, apparently. So, first one's going to be Zagar and Evans in the year 2025, which I'm playing because I found a video on musicvideos.org, and I posted it on YouTube like 5 years ago. Lately, it's got a comment or two every week. It's really well loved. If you look up Raving Rendell on YouTube, you'll see it. And I'm going to be playing Ty Otwood's Evil Boy, a little mix I make called the Ultimate Mix. If you've listened to the song and you've seen the video, you know there's a spot in the video that isn't in the song. So basically, I just copy and pasted it into the end. So it's kind of a neat little song, I think. So, but then I'll do it. I mean, 15 minutes of talking, sorry about that, but again, don't know where chaos is, and don't really care. So, okay, here's the music, enjoy it, and I'll talk to you next week.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive. If woman can survive, they may find. In the year 35, ain't gonna need to tell the truth, tell no lies. Everything you think, do, and say is in the pill you took today. In the year 45, ain't gonna need your teeth, won't need your eyes. You won't find a thing to chew, nobody's gonna look at you. In the year 55, your arms are hanging limp at your sides. Your legs got nothing to do, some machine doing that for you. In the year 65, ain't gonna need no husband, won't need no wife. You pick your son, pick your daughter too, from the bottom of a long glass tube. Whoa, whoa. Around himself and say, guess it's time for the judgment day. In the year 85-10, God is gonna shake his mighty head. He'll either say, I'm pleased where man has been, or tear it down and start again. Oh, oh. In the year 95-95, if man is gonna be alive, he's taken everything this old earth can give, and he ain't put back nothing. Whoa, whoa. Now it's been 10,000 years, man has cried a billion tears for what he never knew. Now man's reign is through, but through eternal night, the twinkling of starlight, so very far away, maybe it's only yesterday. In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may.
All the better to love you is no love, no love. If you don't believe. of that blondest bitch.
I went from fuck home to so fucking hard right now. I'll put you in your place, motherfucker. Slug fuck out me coming through, pumping you full of bass. Fuck rest of hex apocalyptic.
Fucking you in the face.
Zef cherish you, mate. Speak me fucking all night.
Fuck everyone eyes in the prize. When I go for the jug, you love. Surprise me, you fuck off and die. Remind you of how much you suck. Everyone so fucking so-so.
Yo, we be fit to fuck you up.
Zef that no more spit. Gangsta no more ink.
Everything you rap about come through. If you got some freaking balls, remind you. When you rhyme on the drum, come from off of Biggie Smalls. I got a rock, you motherfucker, I got a rock.
Yo, is he ready for?
This whole style take over, bro, dude, the fucking master. My slang is banging, I'm freaking the fuck out of myself. You want my biggest fingers, buddy, when you man down, no fucking hands out. When you really need a hand, machine gun rapper.
Knock about a bottom, motherfucker.
Yo, I'm bigger than Kuz Kumbay, some awesome fucking puss.
Let's turn off our radios. Go out.